pick up.
Today we're going to hopefully going to finish the last of the Sugyas Zedekah Gairim. And this is the last, really, these four Sugyas that we had are the four Sugyas of Kol Shaar. We had Rabbi Rechista, the Sugya of Shalach Derech Hanar, the Sugya of Esher, the Kamachavin, the Shavoy Kamachavin, and now the Sugya of Zedekah Gairim. These are the four Sugyas that make Kol Shaar a famous Perek. This last piece of Gemara goes back in Bishlak Abigachol and Dibbe Akel HaFasmatah. He said that if you cook it on coals, everyone holds it's Mutta. Rav Yehuda on the Shmuel. Rav Chia Barash, Yomer of Yehetanon. They had a Machlaik. Chad Omer, Loi Shonu. This which we said it's Mutta, El Gachol and Oimamais, is only talking about coals that have no flame. That are dark. Avo, Gacholim leichashoyt asurim. Why are gacholim asur? So we had taisus before bishlag abe gacholim that for some reason asur yehol coals are not included in afa and mutter. So at least for chachilma. So chachilma you know how to cook it is because coals don't have a head of afa and mutter. What's the din b'di'evet? So here we're saying that the din b'di'evet on gacholim leichashoyt is that it's asur. What's the svara? The Shlomo Lamadi Yama Leicha Sheis Asur Mishin Diyei Shvach Eitzim Bepat. Shlomo Lamadi Yama Asur Leicha Sheis Mutarai. Pas the Asur Diyei Shvach Eitzim Bepat the Levi Heitzim Mishkach Aslam. You hold that any coal is mutter, even if the flame is still going, so how do you ever have Diyei Shvach Eitzim Bepat? Omar, Papa Kishavu can connect there. When you light the wood, opposite the path.
Why can't you just
tell me
like the
Peshkis,
the wood
inside? The Peshkis is that that's what this means. It seems that Derek wants to cook his coal, and that if you do it with a fire, that's the Peshkis for tomorrow. Kishavu can connect there. The Chlav, Rabbanan, the Pligel, Ashari, have to look Kishavu can connect there. Rabbanan asked Matthew, even Abu can connect there. Allah, you can be through Rabbanan, can you scatter the wood? So this is what you say, that word of Arba is Asr. When's it ever Asr? If you burn it, it's what? From Rabban Rechav and Bishar Shifa. The only case you'll have that wood is Asr according to the Rabban is by Shar Shifa, which means a wooden chair, or means to use the wood for a baseball bat or for a chair or whatever you use it for. That's the only case that it will be Asr. So we're ending up here that we have a Kula. We have a kula that only Avuka Kenegdai is Asr by, I'd say, well, which Eitzim are we talking about? Which type of word? Whichever. Arlan Kali Akarem, going back in the bracket. So word of Arlan Kali Akarem, we're ending up now, that we passed the Fulham Gacholim Leichash Eitzami Mutarim. So we have a heter for any Gacholim, at least for the evidence. You bake bread on Gacholim, that it's always going to be mutter. Why? Why is that so? Any coal that's made out of wood of Isser, you bake bread, the coals are mutter. The bread is mutter. Why? So, this is not there anymore, the chayra, because these things are things which after mutter. Like Kaya Kerem and Arla, on Yisrafim, the things that you burn after mutter. So if you make coals out of wood, of Arla and Kaleya Kerem, then the coals are mutter. Fashion? That's the only solution, right? If you make coals out of Arla and Kaleya Kerem, the Gemara is saying that the coals are mutter. Why are they mutter? Because they're after mutter, so the coals are mutter. Fashion. Right? The Pella is that if you look, we did the Tzukasechem to Shulchan Aruch, the Tzukasechem to Yerodeya, Tzukasav HaDizara, and since I have a desire, if you take up a desire with making it a coal and use the coal to cook or to bake, that's mutter. It's a pella asura. Why are coals mutter? Because after mutter. Right? That's what the even Taisa said that before. The beginning of the Sugya, Bishlag Abba Gachol. Because after mutter. Ola kare akarem after mutter. So if you make coal out of wood, the coals are mutter. But a desire is after an asura. If I desire, even if you burn the Avodah Zarah, the Eifer is after. But the Pelat Duma, why in Shulchan Aruch it brings the charcoal made out of wood of Avodah Zarah is worth it. Shulchan Aruch, the Taz and the Shach both are Matmiyah and argue. They don't understand why should the coal of Avodah Zarah, this heter of Agamara, the coals which are made out of Isser, Amutter, the once it's made into coal with water, which we had also on that day in Pesach, I found it. So that heter would only make sense by things that are offered water, not by things that are offered us. Lemaisa, most of the pipes can ask it. The Magen Avraham and the Shach and the Taz all ask. Coal made out of wood of Avodah Zarah. What about by chametz? What about charcoal made out of chametz? So again, charcoal made out of chametz. So what should be the din? Huh? Charcoal made out of chametz. Taisa said it's a drabanan. You know it's minatayot motor, and the drabanan is out there. So Taisa said enough emra. A charcoal made out of chametz, and a tzavet mutter, and a drabon in his oxen. And there is a mechaber taket passes his oxen. It's strange that by Avodah Zarah he passes his mutter, and by chametz he passes his oxen. I don't know how a person could explain that. The Shasta is Sarachian. How could it be charcoal made out of wood of chametz is mutter, made out of a local chametz is oxen, and Avodah Zarah is mutter? Avodah Zarah is not a cooler dick than chametz. So the Shach writes in the Tzarachim, you're in the Mechaber. Now Avodah Zarah says you make coal out of Avodah Zarah, it's mutter, and coal out of chametz is asur, the Rabban. The question is, why should that be so? Why want the Svarah to be Mechaber? So because it's the Shtarach Akasha, the Magen Avraham wants to say that really Avodah Zarah and chametz are the same thing. When he says by Avodah Zarah it's mutter, he's talking about baking in a tanner. You bake in a tanner, so the bread is mutter, because it's done as a gaya. Because you have the tanner, and the wood, and the coal. That's why it's mutter. By chametz, when the mechaber says it's not, so he's talking about baking on a campfire, an open fire. So those that is a gaya, and that's why it's off. So he's out of the mail, it's a bit of a diet. So there is, he said, Rabbi Dazar is not more, Chametz is not more Chametz than Rabbi Dazar. Both of them, if it's in a town or it's Muslim, the Zagar is Muslim, it's Mahat. And if both of them in a campfire, it's awesome. In one place, the Mahat is talking about campfire, and everybody's talking about a town. But really, it's interesting.
He said,
but, therefore,
we have to get rid of even the coal. The coal is still
a brand of a pot. He's also Kraven's mana, he said, it's awesome. Essentially, he turns it to charcoal. Now, here we're talking probably Karkalacha's mana. The Chachalachas Mane is Osir, and that Isser is the Drabanan. So the question is, why should be the, you know, that Isser is the Chachalachas. The question is, if you bake bread with it, what's going to be the din? What's the din of the bread that he added? So, the Chaber holds it, did it in another, he's got to get Garam with Mutter. But the Halacha, I told you last week, that Nehemaluim and the Magen Avraham say that you don't say Zev is a Garam Mutter by something that's Isser Mashim. And the Halacha we paskin that since charcoal, but since chametz is and it's a mashur, zev is a goyim is offer, even though the mechaber according to this definition will be matir, but halacha we pass the zev is a goyim is offer. The nicer one in a matzah bakery on Pesach, if there's manitzer because it had a Pesach, where they threw wood into the fire, and one of the pieces of wood that they threw into the oven had a little bit of dough stuck on it. On the wood. Some dough had small amounts of dough had gotten stuck to the wood, and they threw it, throwing it into the fire anyway. They threw it into the fire. So now, are they allowed to use that fire? It was lifted as manister. It was just probably on Pesach, it was everything. Are they allowed to use the heat of that fire? They had ten big pieces of wood, but one of the pieces of wood had a small amount of dough attached to it. It's already in this man, it's the chametz. Chametz is also in Russia. play with doctors.
What?
That dough added heat to the fire, it burns. And we pass in dead as they go in the doctor. So even the tiniest amount of dough on the wood, how much is the dough? Good. Second is black. But it has a natural heat.
Yeah, that's the guy with Eastern Hester, because the right. Wood was Hester, and you have also a drop in the age of...
That's right, but we said that Zeb is a guy in Bachamis is also because it's a mashu. So here a mashu of heat comes from the dough. And the dough is Chamis. It stood on the wood for a while. Again, the shadow was there, then the assumption wasn't the sun. I guess it was stuck onto the wood for a period of time. Yeah.
How long did you have to live
So this shy was Del Yal Rabba. They asked Del Yal Rabba what to do. So the question was, they couldn't wait very long. Normally you sign. You have to wait for the oven to cool off totally. And here they couldn't. It was either was there a Pesach, they were making, you know, $10 a matzah and two matzahs, right? $10 a matzah. You can't wait till afterwards. So what do you do? So he was Mako to pull out all the wood out of the oven, throw in new wood. He said he was throwing a small piece of twigs that burn very quickly. And to be strong enough that the heat of that amount of dough passed already. Not there anymore. I don't know how it's possible to measure it. How can you measure if the heat passed or didn't pass? But he was naked to assume that the heat passed. And Bishat Sabchak, he said that you could be naked. That was his shock. They had to clean out the wood of the oven. They wanted to get whatever dough, I mean, the idea was to get that piece of wood with the dough out, so it's not adding any more heat, whatever remains of it. It's just a hard thing to shut up. And the same thing with a cow. If you have a cow that ain't come, it's still, how many days before Pesach you have to stop in order to milk the cow and get good milk? It's very hard. How do you shut up when the milk comes from the food it ate how many days ago? Maybe so. They have to be digested before Pesach. But now it's already 4 days into Pesach. 1 day of Pesach at 8 Chavis, and 3 days it didn't. Is that enough? Very hard to shut up. How far is this ever going? Right. So anyway, this was the Pesach, and this is pretty much. Well, we have one more member of the Gemara about Hegdish. It's pretty much the end of the sugya. I just wanted to correct something we spoke about last week when we talked about milk. I got into the sugya and we talked about milk, that if you don't have kosher Pesach milk, you could buy non-Kol Yisrael milk as long as there's milk before Pesach. You should just know, agav, it's nothing to do with the sugya, we learned the sugya correctly, but non-Kol Yisrael milk has other potential problems. Because, two things. First of all, they add vitamin D, which sometimes has a chametz sticker component, and then you get milk that doesn't have vitamin D added. And the second thing is that they pasteurize milk on the same machinery that they cook chocolate milk. And chocolate milk has malt as an ingredient, malt is chametz. And for that reason, there could be a chametz problem with milk, you know, lamaisa, and this year there could be a problem. We learned with all the lumpets of the sugar, we talked about milk. But, you know, in the 21st century, they add vitamin D, and they cook it, and they pasteurize the milk on machinery that they use for chametz. But there are other problems. I just wanted to mislead you. It's a bit of kosher Pesach. It's a bit of kosher
Pesach.
No, it's pasteurized and then also makes chocolate and stuff. That was just fine. You have to know that it's kosher Pesach. Okay. How could, what do you say about that? Use charcoal briquette? Let me tell you what it says in the book. It says you can't use charcoal briquette because the charcoal was sometimes used to distill whiskey. It could be it came into contact with chametz. And therefore, no book says it does. It says if you're wrong. Why would you say the din of charcoal? Charcoal Clayton's man, I must say, something like that. Turn it into charcoal before this man is there. So, the first time we're in the palace, charcoal Clayton's man. What? 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 Well, that's the question. Is it still a whiskey taste? Do you think it might still be a whiskey taste? I mean, they use briquettes for whiskey. They use somehow, whenever they use the charcoal. I don't know as far as the sea is. But as soon as the charcoal, you can taste charcoal. I think you taste like charcoal. I think you taste like schnapps. So, you have to check. The woman in Kharfa, you look at her, right?
If something comes off the charcoal, it's not gone, so
all right. The question is there really whiskey on the charcoal? Invaluable to you. The thing is, paste up with Machman, a lot of things that I'm going to do, so you still want Machman eventually. Okay, we're going to get into a discussion of Hedvish today. And I'd like to discuss with you a big yisayid in Hilchos Hedvish, which, independent of this Gemara, is a yisayid. Let's read the Gemara, we'll discuss the yisayid, and then we'll get into the shaykhus it has for the Gemara. So let's just see the Gemara's question, and we'll discuss it, okay? Bar minei rami bachama, very personal. Tarei shehesikai ba'atei Hedvish. Okay. No, no more chametz, no more vayizarah. Atzei hedvish. Va'apa vayapash. So why would you say, Ashkapa Rishayna, if I use wood of Yisr, and I bake bread, to the Yavet, I already baked the bread, so what's it in? So it should be, well, if I use a tanner in Yashav, Tanner of Heter. So do I say Zeb is Zegayim on the wood of, again, what are we talking about? Wood of Yisr with a Tanner of Heter. You say Zeb is Zegayim?
No, it was the main thing of fire.
That was what the thing Shua said in the Ram. The main thing is the fire. You're not Mako. And Mashal said that you do say Zeb is Zegayim. Right? Because we have the beginning of the Sugya. I'd say Yisr and a Tanner of Heter. Okay, so the issue is that Zegayim should be part of the Machlokes between Yeshua and the Mashal. But is that the issue? No. The practice of the Gemara is the following. Tanis Yikun Batei Hedvish, Yoko Bei Apas, L'Rabbanu. What do Rabbanu hold? Ein Shvach Hei to the Pas. Yo Ein Shvach Hei to the Pas, what should be the Din? Should be Mordech. Clearly our whole discussion of Zeb Zegayim was like, Rebbe, we pass in Yei Shvach Hei to the Pas. Then we have a whole shy, well, what happens if you have wood of Yisr and a tanner of Heter? But according to Rabbanan, the show will become Yisr. They say, Ein Shvach Heter in the past, my, what's the din? What should be the din? It should be Mutter, no? Amalai HaPas Asura. He said, no, the Pas is us. What are you talking about? Mabe Zula Ola. Rabbanan hold Ein Shvach Heter in the past, so I say Heter should also be Mutter. Amalai HaHachi Hashna. Allah, the table of Messiah. Allah is Baku 1 and 200. Hedish, Atul of the Elephant Bottle. What's the test? What's the test? Going out to Abundant. Ain't Shrek in the past. So, hey, Allah, which is what? Which is Baku the Messiah, which is Shrek in the past. What?
The
Elephant Bottle. Okay, goes to Baku, so good, same thing. Ain't Shrek in the past. Something which is an Issa Masharu, which is an Issa Masharu, what's the din? It's Arthur Shrach Eitzim Bepas. In other words, the Rabbanan Amoy, there's something from the Eitzim goes into the past. No, it's negligible. But it's not Issa Arthur Bemasharu. So then, it's a problem of Shrach Eitzim Bepas. This is what the Chiddush of this Gemara is, by Hedvish. And we're not going to argue that. We're going to accept this Gemara, that it's not. What?
We
say so, according to this, by chamek, see la halacha we talk like Rebbe. That always yesh vachay to the past. But it will come out from this Gemara that even the Rabbanan are made it to Rebbe, because they all yesh vachay to the past, by Issamashu who they made it. This is the Gemara, the easy Gemara, no sweat, no problem, I'm not going to get you confused over it. It's basically almost a simple Gemara. I mean, if you accept the Yisrael, that the Gemara, the Issamashu, the Rabbanan are made it, so then there's no problem with the Gemara. So,
what comes out of here is that there's no reason I come across or that there's
nothing else. That's right. Which is part, they only have the Ovid Kali Terra.
How could you have any sheep
that's worth it? How could you have any sheep that's worth it? Right? There's a guy who could be more to it, but Shrek is a Yeshrek. The question that we're going to deal with, which we'll see if there'll be time, that it is a get Shrek, we're going to start with the aside. Why is Hegdish Asher B'Mashim? Why? Why is Hegdish Asher B'Mashim? What's the reason for that? So basically, there are two sheets. Why Hegdish is Asher B'Mashim? Taisus, Dibra Machlo, Hegdish brings one sheet. Hegdish Asher B'Mashim, Hegdish Asher B'Mashim, My Chaymer Hizu. So Chumer Hegdish is Asher B'Mashim. However, Hegdish Dovash Yesh HaMatirin Hu. You know why Hegdish is Asher B'Mashim? To Dovash Yesh HaMatirin. How can Hegdish become Mutter? I can't something of Hegdish. What if Hegdish becomes Mutter? I don't know. You could be fighting, Taisus says. The Hegdish is Dovash Yesh HaMatirin B'Tam Zeh Ein Dino V'Yaz Bato. That's a little bit Sakaar, that's a little bit Rabbana. So you know, Taisus says, you know why Hegdish is Asher B'Mashim? Because it's a Dovash Yesh HaMatirin. And once it's a Dovash Yesh HaMatirin, now Taisus is asking a kasha on our sugya for that. We'll get back to it. What we see Taisus Shita is that the reason Hegdish is Asher B'Mashim is because it's a Dovash Yesh HaMatirin.
Why is Dovash Yesh HaMatirin? Why is
the Hegdish
Tayyid
as Dovash Yesh HaMatirin? This Hegdish will never become Mutter. But this Hegdish, which is never Bottle. But it's always that way. We say that something could be a Neder, it's a Dovash Yesh HaMatirin, it could be Shmat a Neder. That means
there is a magic. That magic cannot be called anything ever. But this magic, which cannot be bubbled, will always be around forever and ever. If magic beyond this thing, will be a bad thing. The magic will never become
mother. Why should that matter? If it's a Dovash Yesh HaMatirin, it means that this chaykit is a Dovash Yesh HaMatirin. This wood, or this dough, or this whatever it is, Dovash Yesh HaMatirin, because you could be fighting.
Well, when we say the magic is not bubbled, when I talk about this wood, we're saying the magic is never
going to
be bubbled. And
the thing is, why should that matter? You're saying something, you're saying, what you're saying is correct. The Hegdish has to be called something else. But so what? The Dovash Yesh HaMatirin, but the Tvar Dovash Yesh HaMatirin is, I should take one of this, take one of that. Instead of eating a bit, why should you eat this? He probably didn't eat a bad. So even if it falls in 1 in 200, he probably did it and then you have no problem. So that's part of it. And this is Shita Taisus. And it's certainly the Shita of some time, Shita in the Tanayim. That Hegdish is a Dovash Yesh HaMatirin. Because of that, Taisus has a kasha on our Gemara, which hopefully we'll come back to. In the Asman Daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Klal Gimel, has the aside, which is explaining Chalkim with Taisus, which is meant to answer Taisus kasha. As I said, we'll get back to Taisus kasha soon. The aside, you have to know the Gemara in Be'ya Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara says, Mamayin de Mamayin Leiba. Let's say I have a dollar, and you have, I have $1 bill, and you have $10 bill. And my dollar bill, by accident, becomes combined with your $10 bill. So how you could say, all $11 are yours. Because Yavish B'Yavish is Baruch Habish Rei. So my dollar falls into your $10, so all $11 shall belong to you. Does that make sense? Why not? Huh? My dollar falls into your $10. So it should be a quarter. It's a chashe. It's not a chashe. Is that the reason? Well, why don't we say it's much? If my dollar falls into your $10, why don't we say that's much? That all $11 are yours. So the Gemara has a claw, mom is a mom and light bulb. That's the logic to it. Logic is you don't care which dollar it is. That's the problem. Huh? Yeah, but Buckley says that it's a bit of a biblical variety. So you have no time to get any dollar. If sure one is mine, but it's bottle. If Trekus falls into kosher bottle, so you're down to my dollar, so that's what we've got. What? The difference can only take off a shame. It doesn't change a din moment. The finish of difference takes off a din, it doesn't change a shame moment. That's only if you're shy. let's say you have a steak that's nevela, and I have two steaks that are kosher. And somebody's cleaning up our room, a roommate in the dorm, so I have a tray for steak, I have to get rid of it, you have two kosher steaks. Whoever's cleaning up the room, we used to say they were cleaning up the room in the dorm, they, all three steaks get put into one pile, and we can't recognize which is which. So what happens now to the three steaks? Are they all three kosher?
Mm-hmm.
All three are kosher, that's all awesome. Something's not a double kosher, the steak may be a bit of Franklin. Right? So if it's bubble, had the tray, it's bubble, all three steaks are Muslim. So if you had a tray for steak and I have two kosher steaks, your tray for steak becomes mixed with my two kosher ones. So I come back to the room and I say, hey, what do you know? Now I have three kosher steaks. You say, no, give me one back, one is mine. Do I have to return one to you?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Yeah, you do.
I have to return one to you. And the one I return to you is kosher?
It would be kosher, but...
I don't know which is which. So for $11, I also don't know which is which.
You can sell the same.
So what do I do with these two steaks? With the third, with one steak? Two steaks are mine.
It's like $3 also.
So I have to give back the steak.
Yeah.
So he's going to make a profit because he started off with a tray for steak and now he got a kosher steak back.
I accept the
difference. You're right. You hold Yesh Breira. The Prima Gadim says, the Prima Gadim says, I give back the steak, and it's not a kasha, because the Dina Yisr is the Dina Mammon. It will work to remove the Dina Yisr, but the Dina Mammon is still there, one steak is his. Ah, Yesh Breira. Think about why doesn't he bring in the issue of Yesh Breira. But at any rate, you get the point. Dine Mammon are not bottle and Dine Yisra are bottle. Good? Now, what happens next case? Okay, I have to follow each case and we get to the point. You know that this is a chumin. You also know the fact that you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amis. Also, the things you own are not allowed to go more than 2,000 amis. If you give lend someone your coat, he's only allowed to walk with that coat wherever you're allowed to walk. It doesn't come up in the city. We never have swimming showers in the city, but it can. In the country, you have two people, one person is in one bar of county, one is in another. If I lend him my coat, he can only go with his coat where I'm allowed to go. Because swimming applies to things a person owns also. So the Gemara is the case where you have two people, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has his chum and Shimon has his chum. You follow what I mean? Each one has his chum?
Before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos, it's true. It goes by the beginning of Shabbos. But two people, did you get the idea?
If you have one Bible county here, one Bible county here, you have one. So he gets 2,000 amos all around, that's his chum. Right? And he gets 2,000 amos from where he started, which is his chum. Right? So if he lends him a coat, he can only go in his service with the coat. He can't go outside. You don't get the idea what I'm talking about? Each person has his clothing. And the person can only go, if number one can walk till here. But if he wears number two's coat, he can only walk till here. Simple.
What happened was, number one was baking a cake. And they took, they don't have enough flour, I think. They took some flour from the neighbor. Now the cake has ingredients, or even water, it says, from the neighbor. The cake has some ingredients belonging to number one, and some ingredients belonging to number two. But what they write belongs to number one, to Reuven. What is the tchum din of that cake? What is the tchum? What? But if you claim all Shabbos, it doesn't matter. Because Tumah are established by the beginning of Shabbos, for the whole Shabbos. This was Yom Tov, you can't bake a cake on Shabbos. It was Yom Tov, that's why it's in Sefer Seyah, on the Sefer Shabbos, right? You baked the cake on Yom Tov, you use ingredients, wait a minute, Shalom, you use some beans from one part and beans from the other part. So what is the Tchum did? So L'chaira, it should be Bakal B'Rayit. The Tchum should go according to Rayit. So, The Gemara says no. Chumin is the iser which is dependent on isurei mamon, on bayis, on mamon. Any iser hatoli b'mamon is not possible. And being that chumin is the iser hatoli b'mamon, just like mamon b'mamon is not possible, so too an iser hatoli b'mamon is also not possible. So therefore, even though one person gave a mere flour, one person gave rice, the cake which is baked has both chumis of both people. It can only go in a place where they can both walk. Because even though there's a concept of people, but it doesn't apply by an iser hatoli b'mamon. Okay, so mamon b'mamon is not possible, and the Gemara says iser hatoli b'mamon is not possible. And that's all the sugya in Beya Dachmanet says. Now, getting back to Hegdish. There are two ways you could learn the Ister Me'il of the Hegdish. Why is it us to be Me'il of the Hegdish? Why can't I? Well, what's the prohibition against using wood of Hegdish? Why are they in my eyes? So you could learn that it's an Ister to use Hegdish for Chayil purposes. How can you take something that's Kedusha, like a bazillion to the Kedusha, a brother to the Kedusha, and that the Isra Me'ila is an Isra that stands by itself. It's an Isra of using Hegdish for Chayil purposes. Or you could learn, no, it's an Isra Gezeila. You're not still from Hegdish, this thing belongs to Hegdish. You're either an Isra Gezeila, when you take something that belongs to Hegdish and you use it for your own purposes, just whereas by a Hegdish we call it Gezeila or Gezeila, by Hegdish we call it Me'ila. Hegdish has its own chumra, that someone who steals from Hegdish is considered to be a Me'il. But it's Dine Gezeila. It's the Isra HaKali B'Mamin. That is a Din Mamin of Hegdish. Hegdish owns something. And when Hegdish owns something, that ownership of Hegdish creates a Isra Me'ila. You see, there's two ways to learn. Follow? Two ways to learn the Isra of taking something from Hegdish. You could learn that the Isra of taking something from Hegdish is a Isra Dikadin, or you could learn it's a Mamin Dikadin. Now, if I did, even if you say Mamin Dikadin, it's an Isra. Like Chumin is an Isra. But just like Chumin is the Isra, that's always a Mamin. It could be that Hegdish is also, the Ila of the Hegdish is also an Isra HaTali B'mamon. The Torah gave a Chumra to this type of Gezeila. That they gave an Ila of the Isra HaTali B'mamon. The concise brings a case where a person is Madish, a boyer, to Hegdish. A bar meaning a water pit. An empty water pit, which has value, it's used to store water. Someone is magdish it. It gives it over to Hegdish. Then, a couple of days later, it rains. The bar becomes full. The bar gets filled up with water. If somebody comes and takes that water, is the other Isra Me'ila?
Well, it was magdish the water, only the pit.
Now, he wasn't magdish the water. He magdish the pit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. Is it me? In which case? Yes, Shaggy. Only the Shaggy. If somebody uses the water, what's the Shaggy? Does the water belong to Hegdish? Yes. Hegdish has a king in Chasim. Assuming Hegdish has a king in Chasim. It's a question. But let's assume that Hegdish has a king in Chasim. Hegdish is kind of the water. If Hegdish is kind of the water, is there Me'ila on that water?
Yes.
I know who gave the water any Kedusha. Who gave the water any status of Kedusha? Just rained it. It just rained into it. No human being ever would magdish this water. Kind of a king of us. So the Gemara says that if you use the water, there's light in the hand, you're not allowed to take the water, but below my other, there's no Isra Me'ila on the water. Why is there no Isra Me'ila? You can learn two ways. If you could learn that Hegdish has no Kinyan Chatzim, which is the way some Rishonim hold, that Hegdish does not claim the things of Chatzim, or the Ksai says, no, you could learn that Hegdish, it's not enough that Hegdish owns something. Hegdish also has to, you have to be Nagdish, you have to give a Kedusha. As long as no person came by and said, do Hegdish, it has no Kedusha. What's the din of this water, Tolian? That's the greatest angle, Tolian the Shiloh. If you learn that the Ima is an Avela stealing from Hegdish, so then, who cares if anybody would not dish the water? You stole from Hegdish. Then you have to say, Hegdish has no Kinyachat. Because if you hold that it's the Issa Tolian the Ramin, so as soon as Hegdish is cut in the water, it should be automatic that you are even the Ima. The Ksait apparently held. No, the Ksait held that Hegdish is not an Issaf Ali Bamamid. Even if Hegdish owns something, if nobody gave him a status of Kedusha, there's no Din Me'ilah. Me'ilah and Zayla are two different things. And the Me'ilah, it would end up that you're not even Me'ilah unless you're Magdish. So we have two ways to learn if Hegdish an Isser Hatali B'mamet, the Ilah Isser Hatali B'mamet, or is it a separate Ilah? So the Eitz of Engel says, this is Tali in the Machlekes Tanoim, the Mesechus Vachim Daf Memhei, there's a case, Goy Shehigdish, Akum Shehigdish. The guy goes, he takes some wood, says, I want to be donated to Hegdish Abed Habayis. Could a guy do it? Yes. But Abed Habayis didn't pick it up yet. So the guy would not dish it, and you are the Gevira can seal the Hegdish, it becomes Hegdish. The guy would not dish it, so what's the Shaila? If a guy would not dish it, and a Jew now has hung off from it, is the Menisim Me'ila. What would you say? The guy would not dish it, should have it from Me'ila? Could a guy make Kinyanim? Could a guy make Kinyanim? Certainly. The guy has Kinyan, the guy has ownership. Does the guy have a parsha of Hegdish? No, the guy can't get Kiddush. He's not on the Sheva Mitzvah. So therefore, if the guy is not Kishit, it's totally not Kachir. If you hold that he's suing the Ima Adine Mamin, that if something belongs to Hegdish, Hegdish has a Kinyan in it, so Gezeva from Hegdish is called the Ima, it's a Din Mamin. So then, even if a guy is not dish, what did a guy do? He was makniya to Hegdish. If you take it, you're a dazzling. You're stealing from Hegdish. So if you're stealing from Hegdish, that is the Issamira. The Issamira is to steal from an owner. The name of the owner is Hegdish. So then you are right on the Ima. And that is Reb Yosi's Shita. Reb Shimon says, a Me'ila. Why does Reb Shimon say there's no Me'ila? The Shimon holds that Hegdish is not calling him on it. That Hegdish is a din by itself. It's an issue by itself, and a guy can't put it through a Hegdish. So, the Asman Deraita says that this is a Machlekes Tanoim. These two ways to learn. Is Hegdish an Isser Mamet? Or is Hegdish an Isser, a new Isser? Dine Isser is a Dine Mamet. Can you follow? Now there's a whole list of Nafkaninas. The Yosef Engel style is to have one of Chakiris, he brings lists of Nafkaninas with the Kailas for it. I'll mention a few of the interesting ones to you. Some of the easy ones. Is Yom Kippur the Chaper? Somebody stole from Hegdish. Me'ila. Is Yom Kippur the Chaper by yourself? Could someone do tshuva on Yom Kippur and have a kapara? If you hold, it's an aveira, it's a din iser, Yom Kippur is mechaper. If you hold, it's a din gezeila, so you can't get a kapara on gezeila until you pay back the gezeila. So does the din me'ila have a kapara on Yom Kippur? That's totally in these two ways to learn. Is it a din mamon? Or is it a din Yes, sir. Second Afghanina is the Chakira of the Shef Shmait. Shmait Zavav, Perek Dalai. This is a nice Chakira. Let's say you have something that belongs to Hegdish. We know for sure it belonged to Hegdish for the last few weeks. And now, there's an argument, did Hegdish sell this to a Hegdish? So we have the Hegdish, the Kabayis. And there's an argument that Gizba says, I never sold this, the person that you did sell. So they go to Benson, and the Eid Echot says that it was sold from Hegdish to Hegdish. One Eid says Eidim. Is the Eid Echot good enough to make something of Hegdish that belongs to a Hegdish?
Yeah, no,
that's the Shef Shmait, it's clear. What's it all again? If you say that you learn Dina Isser to Eid Echot and Bisur, the Torah says anything that's a Shiloh Dina Isser, Eid Echot is Nama Bisur, so an Eid Echot will be good enough to take off the Isser Bisur. If you hold the Dina Mamun, the question of whether it came from Hegdish to a Hegdish is Dina Mamun, so then that would be two Hegdish, because it's Dina Mamun, so we need two Hegdish. Okay, you're right. It certainly are Dine Mamun. The Shef Shmait's Chakira is limited to the question of whether the person brings Asham Eilai afterwards or pays an extra Chayimish. Limited to the Isser aspect. It's true, there is a Mamunistic aspect. If someone does Tshuva Yom Kippur, they'll take up the Isser Eilai. I think they will about to pay back. The reference here is only to the Mi'ila aspect of the other. Otherwise, I still get you. There's another Gemara. Gemara Mi'ila that Chafala from his base says that if somebody has a purse with coins, and one coin of Hegdish falls into the purse. So as soon as someone uses a coin from that purse, he's either on the Issa Me'ilah. He's either on the Avera of Me'ilah. He has to bring a carbon Me'ilah. A Shah Me'ilah. The Taisus there asks the Kasha. The Taisus asks that it's possible. Okay, again, you got the case? Someone has a purse of coins that have no Kedusha. A person has his own coin. And one coin of Hegdish falls in. So Gemara says if someone uses a coin, he has to bring an Asham Me'ilah. He's either on Yisrael Reis or Me'ilah. The place is to ask, what do you mean? Should be Vatel Chai to trade. Does that make sense, Akasha? Should be Vatel Chai to trade. What does the Gemara say? Hegdish Atzilu Be'Elah Foy Vatel. Take the Kasha, the one coin in the whole bunch, they should be bottom. I argue more to take this way bottom. The place is whole. The place is Shiva is. Minas Taira, Hegdish is bottom. Why is Hegdish not bottom? Because it's a Davish Yesha Matirin. The whole thing of Davish Yesha Matirin is a Drabana. The place is there in the Ilah that Kafara from the day is whole. That Mina Kaira Hegdish is Babu. It's a Dindra Rabbanan. That it's a Dabish Hashem Atirin. All Dindra Dabish Hashem Atirin. It's not Babu. That Gemara says the person has to be the Kaira of Eli. He's talking about that. Right, there's a place to see us the Kash. But type the sheet there is that Hegdish is not Babu, but it's a Dindra Rabbanan. It's Dabish Hashem Atirin. However, the Gemara says that Hegdish is not Babu, Mina Kaira. The answer to Kasha, we could say, if you learn that a Dine Hegdish are Tali and Mammon, you take the Tzad that Dine Hegdish are an Isser HaTali and Mammon, it's a type of Kizela, then it's very good. Then Min HaTayra is not possible. It comes down now a tremendous Nafkanina. If you hold that Hegdish is a Din Isser, then Min HaTayra is possible. That's the Davish Hashem HaTirin. The Drabbanan is not possible. If you hold that Hegdish is the Isra HaTali B'mamim, The whole din hegdish is the iser atoli de mamin. And we have this rule that mamin be mamin loy bakum. Then mina kaira hegdish is that bakum. You follow? The din tayra then hegdish is that bakum. Because hegdish is the iser atoli de mamin, and mamin be mamin is that bakum. So what are we saying now? That there are two ways to learn the iser hegdish. There's a tremendous nafkamina between them. Okay, I think I lost some of it. The two ways to learn the hegdish is clear. Either hegdish is an iser, just like Balak on Shabbos is an iser, and just like Hanoch from Chavis is an iser. Hanoch Chavis, is that an iser? It's always a mama? No. Hanoch from Chavis is an iser. You know, God's Chavis is not an offer. Because hegdish is an iser by itself, India, that's the gap of India, is why it's not up. Okay, if you learn, again, two ways to learn Hegdish. Right, Hegdish, either one way to learn is that the Ima of the Hegdish is a Din Isser. Just like, if the Din Isser is just like Malach HaShabbos is an Isser, just like Hanach HaChavitz is an Isser, using Hegdish as a Din Isser. The one you can learn that it's a Din Gezerah. That the Torah gave Malach HaChavitz is a Din Gezerah for Hegdish. Right? That's the way to learn. Nafkamina, so the whole list of Nafkamina. One Nafkamina I didn't mention is a guy allowed to go over, let's say you have an animal of Hegdish, and ride the animal. Is a Benayach allowed to ride an animal of Hegdish? Obviously. Obviously, it depends. That would depend on. So simply, you'll figure it out. How many mitzvahs does the guy have? Seven mitzvahs. Is this the regular one of the seven mitzvahs? No. Is this the exact one of the seven mitzvahs? Yes. But he says that this is the great angle things as well, that the question of the Nayach is mitzvah is one of the many Nakamitis in it, and then again. Yes. The question is it possible in that time? Is it possible in that time? Is Hegdish, a form of Hegdish, which falls into a final point of Hegdish, is it possible? Well, that's it. If you always see that yes, sir, then what should be the din? Yeah. What's the din that yes, sir? But, because you always see the din, yes, sir, so then it's possible in that time. You follow? What is an Isser? Then it's possible in a terrible. Our Gemara says that it's not possible. You have to learn why is it not possible in our Gemara. It's more. It's not possible. That this is Taisus Mahalach and Asbidus. And if you go to other Mahalach, that it's a Din Gezerah, that means it's an Isra Atoli Dermanin. And it's Isra Atoli Dermanin, so, you know, Taisus is not possible. Like all Isra Atoli Dermanin. Just like that Chumash is not possible. Right? It's all complicated, right? So nice. It's like all of these things, like Nadeva and Tracer, and this is the Din, the whole time. And then it's on the Jabana, the Negotiation Materials. If you hold the Din Gezerah, so then, Minat Tayyar, it's not possible. Or Dine, Isser, Atari, the Namin are not possible. Simple. So, what Rabbi Yosef Bender wants the two eyes with this is because he said this is part of Machlokes Tanna. He says both sheets are true. So I'm afraid Rabbi Yosef shouldn't. But if I enjoy making something Hegdish, if a guy makes something Hegdish, it has Kedusha. This is the same Nafkamina, but Dina Gezo it has Kedusha. Because it's part of the moment, you keep things be Machlokes. And if not, then it's a good Hegdish.
How's
the Lord being
covered?
The
Lord being covered? How does it work?
The guys bring carbon eyeballs.
Yes.
So how does it work? How do you get a kedusha? No, from the kohen he's shouting with a kedusha. But this is the nakamina between the two ways to learn. But he wants it to us. Is our taisus has shver our sugya, because our taisus is learning the darshei shemativu. That taisus kasha on our sugya. Rabbi Yosef Engel is saying that our sugya is going like the other shita. Our sugya is going like the shita that the etzem is not possible, not because it's the darshei shemativu. And if the etzem is not possible, then it's then taisus kasha is going to fall off. That's how he wants to learn up himself. Nice design in how you learn about the Ilah. Should I go deeper into it, or should we warm enough along? I can't resist, because there's one Nakamina he has which take your question. Let's say we have a Dintairid Mominus. You and I have a Dintairid Mominus. And I'm not calling you a liar, you're not calling me a liar. Something happened, you know. Whatever. Somebody had a car accident, something happened, he goes to the Tiyas Kishayim and death. The person says, this is a din of Sopik Mominus. Hamaisi Mechaveir Allah Harayim. Totally the machlokes, and therefore you don't have to pay. The muzik can keep his money. Right? It's a common thing in Tzadzim. Right? The muzik keeps his money. So the question is, and this is a adult kasha, that every time Bezin tells me I can keep my money because of a suffix, why don't we say that suffix I like to from her? And my the subject of a Maidan Gizayimah. And everyone might say, because I have a liar, when I hold the money in the subject, I should have to pay. Because the subject of Aishma Chubah, the subject of Gizayimah. Okay. Well, it's the subject of Amadal and Hulagab. So how can I keep the money?
What
are you going to do? You don't want to. I have to worry
about my
affairs. So. You have to worry about it. Right. So we'll go back to Baritum. Tell me what to do. Let's say he doesn't care. You know, but he couldn't share that. So why don't I say something about the Chumah on every Yitzhak Zayim? Why don't you say something about the Chumah on every Yitzhak Zayim? What's the tariff? This is the Shev Shmaitza, the Shara Yashiv, Shimon, the Prince of Placey, Ramesha Rav Shach had an exchange of letters printed in English. Ramesha, they argued about what the correct way to answer this question.
And
that he says, so what's interesting is, if you have Rav Moshe writing to Rav Shach, if you calculate, must have been they must have been 25 years old. They weren't in the same town. Rav Moshe and Rav Shach were actually the same age, pretty much. Rav Moshe was born in 1895. Rav Shach, they didn't know exactly. We're also around there. They had an exchange of letters when they were in their 20s, arguing about how to answer this question. I think it's printing that Rav Moshe and Rav Shach Mishpachei Rav.
He doesn't possibly accept the Bezin says, and therefore you're left into a set where he says that's all other attack only sales.
You're right, but you say all differently. That's the second now. There are two ways there. So one is what Ray started saying before. If this is the subject of rights on both of them, that's a little hard to understand, is the tariff that's subdivided on both of them, so therefore you can keep it. But it's hard to understand that, so why don't we subdivide on him? I have to worry about me. Maybe he's not a
problem.
Why? I have to worry about my subdivide. So anyway, it would still be Shver by Bari B'Shema. Why is it he's a Bari and I'm a Shema? Bari B'Shema, we're talking about Bari Yad. We can't be nice enough. B'Shema keeps it. I should give it to the Bari. Bari will keep it. The other Mahamach is, which is the way of Yosef Engel Memzon, is that Torah makes Dine Gezeira dependent on Dine Mamon. In other words, that if the Torah is to steal something which Bezer says you're not allowed to have, if Bezer passes you can have it, you're Vada not over on Gezeira, unless you've lied to them. But if Bezer passes on Gezeira, Dine Gezeira are dependent on Dine Mamon. And if Dine Mamon is that you're allowed to keep it, you're definitely not a God. This is the, what's it called, the race, yeah. So the subjugates at the angle, what about Sfatik Hedish? What happens if the person has its entire with Hedish? And then says, I'm asking you a raya, and you're the moon, if you can keep it. Should the person say, Sfatik Hedish, and I be as a Me'ila? Should he say, Sfatik Hedish, Lachomer? So the subjugates at the angle, following these two ways. In your word, Hegdish is an Isser, a separate parsha of Isser, then you're right, Safik Darash L'Chumra. I shouldn't be able to keep something if it's a Safik if it belongs to Hegdish. However, if you hold that Hegdish is Dine Isser Atzliyim B'Mamin, it's Isser Atzliyim B'Mamin, so it depends on Dine Mamin. If it's Dine Mamin, I'm not a Gazel, I'm allowed to keep it, because that's the Pesach of Beth. So the name of it is no Dine Isser, because this is an Isser Atzliyim B'Mamin. But it's a very nice, the whole piece is a very nice piece. And again, as I say, it's totally in the state of how you learn Hegdish. Time is running out on us as far as here. I'd like to just learn the next piece. That's all the time. Okay, I would like very much, I know some of you are behind with all the chasmas. I don't know what I have to do with getting up in the morning, unless you happen to be the chasmas. But, I know behind that, the SQ, we have to stop moving, especially because I think Chatesh is the next one to shut up. I'd like to ask everybody to put in the time and effort. For all practical purposes, we went to the Tzudat today. Tomorrow I'll read the Gemara, but for all practical purposes, we went to the Tzudat. Now we get into Chametz Sugis, which is probably good for this time of the year anyway, but I'd like you to please put in the time, and I'd like to get to the next mission as soon as possible. Thank you.